From the PSIA AASI studios in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. And today we're visiting with Tom Butler, Eastern Division board member. Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, George.
Now, Tom, what's your background in ski instruction? How did you get interested in skiing and how did you get interested in teaching?
I started teaching skiing in 1992, and what I thought was going to be one winter after college, and absolutely just was taken with the lifestyle, but really particularly the people that I had the opportunity to work with and build relationships with. And that one winter turned into 25. So there was no looking back.
And at what point did you feel like, I need to join PSIA and start getting certifications? What prompted you to do that?
I was very fortunate to be, I work at a Sugarloaf in Western Maine, and Sugarloaf has always had a really strong culture of training and really high-class teaching. I should say top-notch teaching. We had one of our staff members made it on the national team, Dave Miriam, and we had probably about 7-8 examiners on staff at the time and other PSA functions. So it was just part of the culture, and there really wasn't any question as to what my path would be. I mean, everybody that was in there was going through the process, so I just naturally followed suit.
And it took you right into your role as a board member.
Yeah, it took a bit of time. I mean, the first three levels, I really went out after with gusto, and then took a bit of a break after that for a while, and then decided that I wanted to pursue the education route and become an examiner. So I started in that process. And then after getting in there, well, during that period a little bit, I served on the Eastern board for PSIA, and I served there for about 11 years, four terms. And after that time was up, I took a break and then started kind of thinking about the national board and gave it a shot and got elected.
Now, I want to kind of compare your instruction career as well as your serving on the board. If you could think back to your certifications, your exams, what was really the most rewarding exam that you passed?
Wow, that's a good one. I would say, they're all, oh geez, this sounds like such a, like a Super Bowl cliche or something like that. They're all special, but they all have very strong points that you just stick out and you remember. Passing my skiing portion of my exam for my level three, I did it at Stowe. It was, really a challenging mountain, and to get it there, I knew it, and I felt really good that I passed at a really great area. Passing my level three overall, the teaching, Matt Boyd, national team member, was in my group, as well as a couple of other future educators, ed staff members. So that really was special looking back. But the one that really that was very special was development team, which in the East is after your level three. If you want to go the education route, development team is the path to becoming an examiner. And it took me three tries to pass that, to make that tryout and succeed at that. So that really was very rewarding when I made that point and passed on to the next level. That's really when the learning really kicked into high gear.
And did those experiences really shape you as an examiner?
Absolutely, because you've been there. And I think the important thing for people to remember, and Nick Heron and I were just talking about this a couple of days ago, is that I really try to convey to everybody is that we're exactly in the same place that all level ones are, all level twos are. You know, we came from nothing. We knew nothing. We got trained and learned. And it's not like we were born with all this skiing knowledge in our heads or the ability to ski the way we do. We learned it and we went through the process. And the people that along the way that really took time to show us and work with us and understand where we were at and to help us along, that left a huge impact. So every exam I'm in now, you know, some of the first things that I tell the people, the candidates, is like, okay, first step, I want you to breathe and realize that we're all going to survive this. And to just, you know, and I get to share that wisdom. And it goes, I stood right where you were. And it goes, you know, level one, two, three, not knowing anything when first starting out. And you build on that. You just keep building. Like you're building a house, one brick at a time, and you'll get there.
And I'm assuming now that you also bring this to your perspective as serving on the board.
Well, you try to. It's a little bit of a different animal, but I think you always want to, you know, when we talk about the members and serving members, you really have to put yourself, you know, in their shoes and think about their best interests and why, you know, all the reasons that I got into it and loved it. I want to share that and create the right environment and conditions for people to enjoy that as well. So we're always looking at exams, tinkering with it to make sure that it's appropriate for people. We want to set people up for success. We want them to learn. We want it to be rewarding, but ultimately, you know, to put things in perspective, because we're not, you know, we're teaching skiing, because we're not curing cancer. We're not solving, you know, world, political issues. We're there to have fun and we're there to work together and to help people ski better. I mean, how great is that? I mean, that's amazing.
So Tom, you served four terms as part of the Eastern Board. What really prompted you to join the National or run for the National? Sorry.
You know, there's a couple of reasons. First and foremost, who's going to be future president in, you know, a couple of weeks, Ross Bovaire, asked me if I was interested in maybe submitting my name into the pool for candidates. And, you know, that was a huge honor that he would think me worthy to do that. So I, you know, my president asked me to serve. I got to give it a try. And, you know, but also a lot of the activity that's been going on and positive activity with Nick, Nick Heron, and, you know, all the other board members. I mean, there's some really dynamic, exciting changes going on. And I really wanted to be a part of that. It's exciting to be on the outside watching, but to be in it and to help affect positive change is something that I really wanted to be a part of.
Now, how can members get involved in the Eastern Division and what opportunities are available for them?
You know, that's a great question, because the East is, you know, quite large. I mean, it's 10,000 plus members, but there are so many schools, you know, at the very base level, aside from getting your certifications and working through there, you definitely have the opportunity to serve maybe as there's a program, the Area Rep Program, where area reps really, you know, provide information about PSIA for all their staff members. So that's really, you know, a great step. You certainly could run for the board or one of its various committees that people serve on, you know, whether it's education, certification in education, the area rep program I mentioned. There are several task forces that are happening at any given time. So really, it's just kind of raising your hand and asking the question, how can I help? And believe me, I mean, people who are, you know, motivated and interested to help, we want them, and we will certainly try and find ways to involve them.
Now, Tom, what are your goals and what would make this a successful year for you as a board member?
Well, I just started as a board. I mean, a few days ago was my first board meeting, a national board meeting. So, you know, success for me at this point is really, you know, learning the processes and procedures and also gaining a wider understanding of the national picture. I mean, for so long, I've really been focused, you know, when I was an Eastern board member on, and particularly in what we know as Region 1 in the East, which is Maine and New Hampshire. And my kind of sole focus was on the members of Maine and New Hampshire. Well, now as a national member, I'm serving the needs of the entire East, Eastern Division, and serving the board who represents that division. So it's very humbling to know that I am the mouthpiece for all of the East, and to help affect change that, you know, and balance that. So it helps the wider, the wider membership nationally, but also to make sure that our Eastern members are well represented and see positive change that affects them.
Now, Tom, as you said earlier, there are some big changes at national and some very exciting things going on this year. What kind of piques your interest the most?
Well, I think the, as I mentioned, Nick, working with Nick Heron, he's just a very optimistic and dynamic leader. So to be able to help him in his capacity is great, you know. But some of the things at the board meeting that really came out that I was very interested in, you know, these very podcasts that I'm being interviewed on. I mean, that's really cool, and that's something that, you know, we're going to talk generationally here. That I know a lot of my staff who are, I hate to use the word millennial because it's kind of overused, but millennials, you know, podcasts and continuous learning and all of those things of personal incremental growth, I think are, you know, hugely valuable. So podcasts, the e-learning that National and the Easters, you know, developing for their members, the Matrix, which I know the first time when we put it out there, didn't go over so, you know, great. It wasn't a huge seller, but kind of the way that it's being done now, I think has the capacity for really helping out, the teams and their outreach to smaller schools. You know, that's really the area that I'm most excited. I mean, listening to Michael Rogan and Dave Schuling in our board meeting this past weekend, you know, talking about the outreach to those smaller schools, because it is wonderful, because that's where the majority of us all learned. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey learning in the Poconos in Eastern Pennsylvania and the mountains of Northern Jersey. So that's where tons and tons of beginners get their start, and that's where the fire is lit. Sugarloaf is a wonderful place. But as far as number of beginners who pass through its doors, it pales in comparison to some of the areas down around New York City, in Pennsylvania, you know, in Massachusetts. It's a wonderful thing that we're doing. So the idea of national team members going and skiing at these areas, these smaller areas that maybe aren't well represented, represented with PSIA members in its ranks. I mean, that's a huge boost for them, and to really give them the opportunity to see what real learning is about and what opportunities lie for them in the future.
Tom, thank you very much for joining us on First Chair. It's been great chatting with you.
George, thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
I look forward to many more throughout the season. Tom Butler joining us on First Chair. From the PSIA AASI studios in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.